This weekend, we celebrate the uniquely Vermont holiday known as Green Up Day. It's a time where people all over the state get out in the gullies, ditches, and roadsides of their neighborhoods to pick up trash. The bright green trash bags pile up on back roads and commuter thoroughfares to get picked up in the following days. Green Up Day is 45 years old this year, and we are joined now for a little history and information by Melinda View, president of the nonprofit that runs Green Up Day. Melinda, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Very briefly, just remind us of what was happening 45 years ago that actually led to the creation of Green Up Day.
It was a time in Vermont and around the world that there was growing interest in environmental things. And what happened in Vermont, well, we had the billboard law passed in 1968. And then somebody came along in 1969, appalled when they drove to work from Stowe to Montpelier with the amount of litter on the sides of the interstate roads, and had the idea to marshal an army of thousands of volunteers to go out and clean up the roadsides all around Vermont. So they went to the governor and put forth the idea, and it was Governor Dean Davis who launched Green Up Day. They had the idea in the spring of 69, started working on it. There was so much interest. Governor Davis says, I think we have a bear by the tail. We're going to stop, and we're going to plan this thing for a year and do it right in 1970.
And as I recall, they even shut down the interstate to do some of this trash collection.
They did, from 9 to noon, and it took an act of Congress.
And is the apocryphal story correct that people who were stopped on the highway because they had to wait for the highway to reopen were told, here's a trash bag, go out and pick up some rubbish?
Well, you know, I actually have not heard that one. What I heard was from some of the police people who said that they issued a lot of tickets afterwards because people put the pedal to the metal.
So why do you think this is something that has stuck for so long now that we're still doing it 45 years later?
Well, I think it's because Vermonters care so much about Vermont, and they care about the environment and about pride in Vermont, and because we've worked behind the scenes to keep organizing Green Up Day. And if people didn't care, they wouldn't be coming out and doing it.
Last year, there was some concern that you didn't have enough money to keep going with Green Up Day. Through some partnerships and with the possibility of people this year actually contributing to Green Up Day through their tax returns, you're still in business and hoping to go forward strongly. How much does it actually cost to run Green Up Day?
Our total budget is $133,000. We have two part-time people, and we advertise Green Up Day. We pay for advertising. We found that public service announcements was not enough to get people out, and we distribute over 50,000 Green Up trash bags, and none of all of that is free. So it does cost us to make sure that Green Up Day happens every year.
And then the trash collection, is that done by individual towns who take on that cost themselves?
It is. There's no way, at least our single organization, could afford to pay for all that trash disposal.
You know, you mentioned a moment ago, Melinda, that you think Vermonters really care about the environment and care about beautifying their neighborhoods and their roads. Despite our commitment to cleaning up our roads, Vermont's actually not part of the Adopt a Highway program. Why not?
Absolutely not.
You sound pleased about that.
Well, I am. And as I know are many Vermonters, I came to Green Up Day in actually 1996. I've sort of made it my life career and love it. And at that time, people were going out of state, seeing those signs, coming back saying, oh my gosh, we'd have to have Adopt a Highway. That'll take care of litter. So there was an enabling legislation passed because of so much pressure, and I was in the loop, and we were going to call it Green Up a Roadside. We advertised it, and no one came forward to do it. At that time, there was a wonderful organizer who said to me, you know, it's everybody's responsibility. It's not just 2 miles for the Cub Scouts or McDonald's. And so we did not enact it, and it has never come forward since. Would you believe this? I'm on the board of directors of the Adopt a Highway Association.
Even though we don't have one.
That's right. And they know we don't want it. And so I started going to, in those years, they were having person-to-person conferences. And I wanted to find out what they were doing, and I wanted to make sure we were doing what was okay for us. And I found out that is correct. And so the truth be told is that Adopt a Highway does not solve the litter problem. The folks with it know that. What they don't know is what they're missing with Green Up Day. And most of those are run by agencies of transportation, nice people, and they really are proud of their Adopt a Highway, and they don't do anything in communities. It's all on interstates and very busy highways. So you can't even go into a city the size of Montpelier and clean up the streets as part of Adopt a Highway.
But, you know, some people might argue that Green Up Day doesn't really clean up the streets either. I mean, it's not necessarily the same people who are throwing those soda cans and beer cans and cigarette butts out the window who are then going to clean it up and saying, gosh, I really shouldn't be doing this. I mean,
oh, of course not.
Aren't those people just throwing their butts out the next day after Green Up Day?
I would not be surprised if they aren't doing that. And the unfortunate truth is that litter is a worldwide problem. And in 96, when I came to the job, I had this idea, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could really eliminate litter? And I'm still would love that, but I now have a reality check on the nature of human beings. And along the way, too, I respect someone who said, you know what, yes, we grumble about having to go up and clean out, go out and clean up after other people, but it's a good thing that brings us together, and we're doing a good thing to take care of our living spaces and our environment. So rather than just grumble and say, oh, there are terrible people out there, and then look the other way, this is what we do.
Just one question out of curiosity based on a new law that's coming in starting in July of this year, Vermont's Universal Recycling Law. That's going to ban recyclable material from landfills, including metal cans, glass containers, plastics, some paper. Usually on Green Up Day, people just throw everything into those green bags, and certainly that's still legal right now. But going forward, are we going to have to separate?
You know what? It's a work in progress. There's still discussion about it. The Agency of Transportation is working on that, and they're experimenting using two bags, and what's at this point, we don't know the absolute answer, but part of the truth that we know at this point is that a lot of those recyclables that get picked up out there are too dirty to actually put into recycling. So it may be that they will continue, those dirty ones, to have to go to the landfill.
All right, well, we'll stay posted for the ruling on that. Melinda View is president of Green Up Vermont. Green Up Days are events are organized by individual towns, so you can visit the Green Up Vermont website to find out more information about your town and how to get those sanctioned green trash bags or any special events. Green Up Day is this Saturday. Melinda, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.